How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
Well, it's been a week. A mother who everyone agrees took her three children out of this world is sitting in a courtroom in a wheelchair. Her ex-husband, the father of those children, just spent 2 days on the stand telling the jury he never saw her harm the kids, that she got worse and worse in medications, and her doctors kept switching medications, and then he begged the public to forgive her. The prosecution played his 911 call. Jurors watched Lindsay Clancy sob while the man she sent out for takeout screamed that she killed his children. Both sides agree on what she did. The only question left is the one that has divided every single person following this case. Did she know what she was doing? That's a big question. You guys have a lot of questions. Today on the program, it's a listener question and answer. We're going to do this case. We're going to talk about Nolan Wells. We're going to talk about David, but we will be starting here with the Lindsay Clancy case, and I'm going to put up a graphic right there like that, because I'm sure Todd's in the background going, you got to change your graphic.
I was.
There we go. And to help us go through it today, Robin is off at a speaking engagement. Coffin Daffer is at a speaking engagement. So you got us. You got Lisa and Todd and myself. Bob may come on at some point. Bob's flying back. So it's a free-for-all today as we discuss this. We welcome your thoughts, your questions, whatever you want us to discuss on these cases in the comments section over here on YouTube. And we will try to answer whatever we can about this case. One of the big questions, this is just taken directly from our social media. I'm just going to throw it out there. This is a listener. I got a new prop here in the studio, the phone. Should I ask it like a caller?
Sure, go ahead. Sure.
Hi, I keep going back and forth on this.
This sounds kind of weird and creepy.
I'm just going to
read it. I keep going back and forth on this. Patrick says she heard a voice telling her to kill the kids, but she didn't mention that voice until a week after. If you're truly psychotic, wouldn't that be the first thing you say, or does the delay make it sound like she's building a defense? Danielle asked that on Instagram. I got my thoughts on it. Todd, let's start with you. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think my first thoughts are a couple of things. I can see where people might lean into that a little bit and think, you know, that's exactly what she's doing. Why didn't she mention something prior to her killing her kids? No. But I also have to say this, if you're going through mental anguish, whether it's depression, whether it's psychosis, what, sometimes you don't want to talk about it. Like sometimes you're so embarrassed by the situation that the last thing you want to do is admit, hey, you know what, Patrick, you know, I'm speaking for Lindsay, you know, Patrick, I'm hearing voices. Like, I don't know in my life, and I've never heard voices, let me just say that up front, but I'm not sure that I've ever really shared truly everything about my own mental health my entire life. So I think that'd be it's a big stretch to think somebody's just going to stand up and go, you know, I've been feeling this postpartum stuff. Now I'm hearing voices. It might be a big leap to expect her to just turn to Patrick and tell him that.
Yeah. I mean, in a perfect world, of course, I'm hearing voices. I need help. People are afraid to say that sort of shit out loud. And you can say it's right or wrong. You know, I mean, obviously, if she had said it earlier, would there have been more help? I don't know. I don't know that it would have made a damn bit of difference, because she was pretty clear on like her feeling like shit, and saying that she's thinking about harming the children. I mean, she put the warning signs out there. I don't know that hearing the voices would have changed a whole lot in terms of how the medical community would have responded to her, quite right. honestly, because they didn't respond correctly to the information they already had. But I think that is the reality. I mean, people, the person who knows about our mental health the closest is us, our own individual selves, about our own selves. You know, even if I think you try to share it with others necessarily, you're not always going to get it all out there. It's hard to verbalize. It's hard to fully express and have someone else fully understand what it's like to be you or me or any individual person. But even in a case like this, where it does seem that it was put out there pretty extensively, there is going to be a fear factor. People are going to have motivating reasons not to share that sort of information. They don't want to be looked at like they're crazy, even if she's suspecting she might be. By her Google searches, she was seemingly wondering if she was a sociopath, the way she was looking things up. So I can understand it. Lisa, what are your thoughts on that one?
Well, this is very interesting to me on so many different levels, but in the United States, we have such a stigma against any sort of mental health problems.
Yeah.
We're stigmatized. People with schizophrenia are stigmatized. People who have bipolar disorder are always held up as, oh, they have bipolar disorder, which I believe she was later diagnosed with.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what is so hard for people to believe is just how much these medications do mess with your brain. If you have bipolar disorder, you should not take an SSRI, which is a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. You should take those because they affect bipolar differently and cause psychosis. And a couple of the medications that have been mentioned that she's been on are SSRIs and SSNIs. And I know this is all technical stuff, but as a person who has dealt with somebody who has mental health issues her entire life, I can tell you all those medications will do something different to the brain chemistry. And these voices could have come on that day.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like they're sitting there. Chance to mention it.
Good point.
It's not, it's not like you're kind of like,
hey, I want you to do something for me. I need you to go get an Arch Deluxe from McDonald's. I know they don't have them anymore, but go ask for the Arch Deluxe. You're going to have a lot of fun with that phone.
Yes, you're going to have too much
fun. But that's the thing. I mean, they can come on, they can go. What's baffling to me about this case is it's almost like we're playing with a deck of cards where we're just pretending that certain ones don't exist. It's like, no, like the medical community is pretty grounded on this, that if you take this and your brain is this way, these could be the negative side effects. It's well documented. There's literature about it. So here's a prime example of it happening. And we're like, nah, it can't be that. Wait, what? why would it not be that? Clearly, it's that. Like, here's what happened. Like, why are we pretending that that's suddenly not a thing? Because it makes us feel better that we're going to lock away the evil woman who killed her children? It's horrible. She knows it's horrible. But it's kind of clear as day. Like, yeah, this could be the horrific side effects. This is why we have the warning labels. This is why 85% of the prescription drug medication commercials are filled with disclaimers because of shit exactly like this.
And that's exactly what I was going to mention. I mean, how many of those mental health prescriptions that are advertised quite regularly on television and whatnot have these huge lists of side effects that are mental and that might affect their mental health? And it's, I don't want to put too fine a point on it, but as I said, as somebody who has dealt with trying to find the actual medications that will work in this system, instance, it is trial and error. You're going to put on a medication and hope against all hope that this one works. And then 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days down the line, you're realizing this is not working. And in that time, you're still dealing with all the mental health issues that you have.
Yeah.
And it does, you know, these medications don't work immediately. It's not like taking a Vicodin and in 30 minutes, you're not going to have pain in your knee. This is something that takes a long time.
And it goes layer upon layer because you got your mental health problems. Okay, you're going to take this medication to help it. Okay, so there's that. Well, this one's not working. We're going to try on this one. Okay, well, you want to do this one. Then we're going to have to do this. We're going to have to lower this one while you're taking this one. So it's going to be kind of a cross effect here while you're adding this one in. And this may not work. We're not quite sure because it's going to take a little bit of time to determine if that one works. And that one doesn't work. So we're going to add this one on and you're on top of that. Meanwhile, you still got this whole river of shit flowing down here. But this is all wick wavy and inconsistent. Yes, it's going to cause people to do crazy things. That's what happens. I'm just really baffled why it is, you know, up for debate so much on this, other than people who've never faced dealing with any of it. And that might just be it. And that's why I've been saying bless your heart so much.
You know, in the true Southern way. But yes, they just don't know. They have healthy brains. So they can't fathom that there is something back there that is talking to you that is not you. Or they can't fathom that there are actual problems that you can't think straight. You can think straight. You can go to school or work every day and seem completely and totally normal, if you use that term. But still, you're suffering and dealing with all this stuff in the brain. So this is one of those things. People don't talk about it. People don't know. But I think everybody is so emotionally invested in the fact that these were three babies, three children, three innocents that were killed. So that's where all this emotion comes in. You got to take all that emotion out and just look at three deaths, yes, but don't sit there and go, oh, they were babies, so she must burn in hell.
I think she's in her own hell right now.
She's
never getting out of. I mean, we've seen so many cases where you have a defiant, you know, screw the world defendant who's done horrible things to their family, their children, whatever. This isn't one of them. It just isn't. Watch the case. It's not. It is just not that. Here's another one on this. So the prosecution made a big deal about showing 9 prescription bottles that were still mostly full. If the whole defense is that she was over-medicated, how does it help them that she apparently wasn't even taking all of it? Again, this is like one. This is such an easy to explain thing, but it seems so baffling for so many. And again, bless your heart. I'm glad you've never been in this situation with any of this shit. How does it work like that? It's kind of what we just talked about. Oh, you need this? We're going to try you on this. We misdiagnosed you. We're going to put you on this. And we're still currently misdiagnosing you. And that doesn't work. Okay, well, let's switch over to this one. It's what I was just saying. We're going to take you off this one. We're going to put you on that one. That's not working either. She gets frustrated. She's already not in a good mental state. She's not making good decisions. She decides herself, I'm not going to take this one. This isn't working for me. I got to talk to somebody else that maybe will get a better grip on what's going on, because these people have a track record of not helping me. She goes to another provider. That provider doesn't talk to the other provider. Take some of this. Okay, I'll take some of that. That's how you end up with 13 different prescription bottles and only a little bit taken out of each one, because you keep trying a different one that the next provider is telling you to take. There you go.
Exactly.
One of the things that I noticed too is I watched the chat very closely on our lives, and there's a segment of people who say, well, she didn't follow her doctor's instructions. Okay. She should have taken the pills the entire length of time, blah, blah, blah. So there's that mindset. And then there's a group of people who say, well, it's up to her to read all the side effects from all the prescriptions and understand all that. So part of them are putting it, but in both cases, they're putting it on her. Like, it was her responsibility to understand the reactions that it would have on her body in conjunction with the meds that she was already taking. But if that's the case, if she was supposed to know that, shouldn't she also be in charge of deciding which ones were right and not right for her? Like, I can't see both sides.
She's
can't
already
be the same thing.
She's already operating with the broken brain.
Right.
So you got that going on. Like, if anything, it's funny to me to a certain degree, because I feel like the prosecution doesn't realize they're digging a hole for themselves. Like, they're just not quite seeing this. Where, like, by arguing this point, you are arguing, well, why didn't she do this? Because she wasn't operating with a full deck of cards. That's why, from the beginning. So you're expecting that she's mentally capable of handling all these decisions and making these choices about her brain's mental health that's already not functioning well. And then we're going to medicate it up and medicate it down on this one and that one and go, well, we hope you're still making the best choices for yourself with your broken brain. And now that we fucked with the 30 ways to Tuesday with these meds, well, why would you not be thinking clearly? Gee, I wonder why she wasn't operating clearly. And it's the burden of the state to prove that she was operating clearly. Well, they just keep doling out evidence of why she wasn't. It's like, what are you arguing here? Like, clearly, take postpartum out of it. I mean, if you do this to anybody, I wouldn't be trusting that person to sign a contract.
Here's my point. And High Plains Hounds just said it. Every month, I get new medications.
Yeah.
Have you ever read that book that comes with your medications?
It's the cover our ass book. Yeah.
Yeah. They look at it and they go, in the garbage, you know, unless you're being put on a new medication or you're somebody that's really, really, really trying to get into this. The thing is, those of us who are prescribed aren't the doctors. We're not the pharmacies. We don't have the knowledge of what it's going to do to our brain. The only thing we have is how we feel.
Yeah. I see somebody, also testing positive for weed is not helping her mental issues. Did she test positive? I don't know that she did. I haven't heard that yet.
I saw something that she did test positive for THC.
Guess what? That ain't going to do shit. That's not going to do anything.
The THC, it's reported that she took it as a gummy a day or two earlier to relax and to sleep.
Clearly, again, it's just someone who doesn't understand what these things are and how they work and how they work together. Taking weed is not, again, it's just, I'm sorry.
And
your argument is falling on deaf ears because it doesn't make any sense.
And anytime you take a THC gummy, by the way, if you're doing it that way, it will stay in your body much longer.
I fucking live on them. So, you know.
I'm not saying I do. I'm just saying that it will stay in your body longer.
It's just this. If that was the only thing she was taking, none of this would have happened, probably. Right. You know, that's the thing. I don't know. I am baffled by it. I hope. I'm just getting so frustrated with this case because it's just, I don't know. This seems pretty black and white to me. This cause and effect happened. It's horrible. It's sad. God, I mean, but this isn't Lori Daybell by any stretch of the imagination. One more on this. This is what I can't get past. She says she ordered the takeout. She texted him to stop at CVS for kids' medicine. She timed when he'd be gone. This is their take. How does the defense explain all of that planning and still say she was in psychosis? Because from where I'm sitting, a psychotic person doesn't set a 25-minute timer on her husband. Yeah, they actually do. Psychotic people in psychosis, they're not sitting in the corner shaking all the time. They're driving the cars next to you. They're at the grocery store. They're calling in. Nope.
They're calling into the radio show. I can hear you in my feelings.
They're everywhere you want to be. And I think that's a very uncomfortable thing for a lot of people to wrap their mind around, that there could be people in active psychosis every day all around you. They are. So even though it's an icky thought, it is what it is. People under active psychosis they're not vegetables, I guess. I mean, again, it's kind of a black and white answer, but it is what it is. And I'm surprised.
It's not like the old days of insanity and insane asylums
where
you see somebody sitting there doing this.
Yeah.
Because psychosis is what's going on in your brain, not what's outside. And you can plan stuff very well.
Yes.
Thoroughly when you're in psychosis, but you don't realize that it is your brain telling you to do these things, not your not your soul.
It's not based in reality. Yeah, I mean, you're, it's cognitive distortions that you're basing your decision making on. So, it can be anything. It can be something as horrible as you're going to kill your children. It could be there's a secret message for me in this book from Robin, and he wrote it to me just specifically, and it's on this certain page, but I have to find it, and I don't know what it is because my brain is telling me that it's there. That's a cognitive distortion. I'm believing that it's there. I can sit down and plan all afternoon. I'm going to read every page of this book to find the secret message that Robin wrote to me in it. He didn't write a secret message to me in it. But if I have a cognitive distortion that tells me that that's there and my mind is not in the right place, it's going to go down that road. I can sit and plan all sorts of shit. I can plan to call him. I can plan to go outside his house and then call him in the middle of,
I know you wrote something for me in that book. What did you write?
You know, and then you're really fucking creepy and weird really quick. I love this phone. But that's what that is. That's a cognitive distortion that then takes on a life of its own. You can plan shit out in psychosis. That you can.
Very much so.
You can. And I'm sorry the education system has failed everyone so much that no one has any fucking clue on how any of these things work. Or maybe they're blessed enough that they've never had been that fucking close to it. I don't know.
Because it's mental health.
Yeah.
Because it leads into mental health. And I don't think any of the quote unquote normal people of the world really understand the problems with mental health and broken brains.
Yeah. What's your take on it? I'm going to throw this one out there. This is one I've seen in our comments and other places as well. Are we looking at this case in a fair light? Because I've seen some people argue if this were a man that had done this to his family and the tables had been turned, we'll be looking at it the same sort of way. I don't think you can make that comparison. Because men don't go through postpartum depression or postpartum psychosis or have the chemical change that goes on in your body with your hormones and shit after giving birth to a child. And we don't experience that sort of hell that some women have to go through. So I think it can be made in some ways of, I mean, yes, if there's a guy that was going through something, whatever it may be, and they were medicated this irresponsibly and this horribly and they did it, I think I'd be having the same conversation. If we were to look at it that way, we just haven't had a case like that, quite honestly. But again, it's not apples to apples here, because the underlying condition we're talking about is something that was brought on because of the fact that she's a female who just had a child.
That's what I was going to mention, because this is something that we did talk briefly after the show about yesterday. Because there's not that motherly connection with fathers and their kids. Yeah, fathers who kill their kids, they're nasty, they're evil, they're monsters. We get all that. But for some reason, she's being held to a higher standard, I think, because she is a woman and because she's the mother who gave birth to these children. Mm-hmm. And I think if it was a man, we'd still call him a monster and all that. But if there was history and evidence showing that there was something going on with the medication, that there was mental health illness, I think a lot of people would be more open to accepting that and looking for a different outcome with the trial.
Because I'm seeing a lot of comparisons to who's the guy who burned the house down with his family and Chris Watts.
Yeah.
I'm seeing comparisons to that. I'm seeing, it's like he also didn't go to 30, all these different, doctors and have 13 medications and was failed 500 ways to Tuesday. He just decided to go do that shit one day. Was there mental health problems beforehand that he should have been helped with? Yes, but he also didn't raise his hand and try to get help. She did. That's the huge difference here. She did.
I saw somebody compare it, and this was just popped up a second ago, mentioning Nick Reiner.
Yeah.
So here's the difference there. You've got somebody who is diagnosed with schizophrenia and other mental health problems who decides they are going off their meds. Mm-hmm. That is a different situation than somebody who has no idea why all of a sudden they are hearing these voices.
Yeah.
And are feeling these feelings of wanting to harm or not knowing or crying all the time. If they don't know and they're trying to get the help, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. But if they are already diagnosed on a plan that's supposedly working,
yeah,
and then they stop, that is their fault.
I think, I mean, Nick Reiner is another one that was filled by the system too, but there was there was more, you know, selective choosing of what he wanted to participate in his own recovery and not. So there's a difference there, definitely. But it's also an indictment on the system for his parents, because the options are, well, he can go be homeless under a bridge, or you can take him in, or he can go die. And that's kind of it. Like, he wasn't going to be in a state mental hospital, didn't qualify for that. There's not really, that doesn't exist very well. So, I mean, the options are homeless and die on the streets, or the parents who have money put him in their guest house. I think most parents are going to put the kid in the guest house if they have a guest house. You know, most of them it's in the basement. So it's an unfair comparison, but at the end of the day, it's still an indictment on our society in our country, of how up we think we are with people, up with people, and how great we think our medical system is, and how much it has to grow and learn from its mistakes, especially in the area of mental health, and how behind we actually are to what we already do understand about it. But what we choose to accept about it is a very different thing than what we understand about it. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in as we continue to follow that case.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.